Well, it's really good to have so many of you going to confession this evening. For those who are still waiting, go when you get the chance and participate as best as you can. It's fine. And thanks to Father Nathan and Father Christopher for their help. So today in the church, this is something a lot of people don't know, is the title is Spy Wednesday. And that's, I'm not making that up. It's a true thing. And it's not because we're spying on you during confession or anything like that. But it has to do with the great spy of the 12 disciples, Judas Iscariot. One who was called to be a disciple. One who was loved by Jesus. And think about that. Jesus has great love for all of us. And he has great love for Judas, one who witnessed his miracles, one who heard his teachings, someone who ate meals, walked many miles, saw the ministry grow, saw the beauty of this movement, and for whatever reason decided that it was not enough. That God's way needed to be his way. And so he took it upon himself to betray the Lord, to try to force his hand into some sort of conflict or overcoming or new kingdom. So he never really listened to the Lord. He never really received the love of the Lord. He rejected it. And he became a spy. And it's not like a James Bond spy. It's something quite evil. And so as we consider Spy Wednesday, tomorrow, of course, we start, you know, the Triduum. And we begin to consider our Lord's agony, his passion, beginning in the Garden of Gethsemane. But really, his passion kind of starts today. Because our Lord feels the brokenheartedness of being betrayed by a friend, by one he's given everything to, including the call to be an apostle. Have you ever been betrayed? Has a friend ever let you down? Has someone that you supposedly thought loved you let you down? Has someone ignored you when you really needed them not to? Has someone walked away from you or walked by you or simply didn't even look at you and you felt betrayed? You felt alone. You know, Jesus knows that pain because he suffered it fully at the Last Supper. He was holding out hope at the end that even Judas in the moment might say, I can't do it. But Judas is still so full of himself. So, two things. If you feel like you've been betrayed, you're not alone. This is where we really can share that hurt, that anger, that disappointment, that brokenheartedness with Jesus. Because he feels it too. And he will share it with you. And he will strengthen you. And he'll show you the way to forgive and to be healed. In the same way, let us consider how at times we may betray our Lord through selfishness, through wanting our way, for wanting it all, faith and the world simultaneously, and realizing it doesn't work. We have to either follow Jesus in his suffering, in his passion, in his sacrifice, all the way to the cross so that we can get into the tomb and to the resurrection. Or we can just keep to ourselves and say, hey, you know, God, maybe sometime later. Let's really take this moment and this celebration and the Lord. The Lord will be present. The Lord who is betrayed and understands the pain of your suffering, and the Lord who calls you, all of you, fully in heart and mind to follow him. Let us pray as Jesus makes himself available to us this evening that we can engage that healing of brokenheartedness and that we can also have the courage and the steadfastness and the love of the call to follow Jesus with everything that we have and that we are.